2 Corinthians chapter 2. And I resolved on this, not to come to you again in grief. For if I am causing you grief, then who can cheer me up except him who is grieving because of me? And I wrote this very thing to you, so that I would not have grief when I came from those people over whom I should have rejoiced, trusting in you all that my joy is that of you all. For I wrote to you from much tribulation and distress of heart, with many tears, not that you should grieve, but that you should know the love which I have most profusely towards you. But if anyone has caused grief, he has not caused me grief, except for a while, so that I do not weigh down on you all. The censure which is given by the majority is sufficient for such a man, so that on the contrary, rather, you show grace and give encouragement, in case such a man should in any way be overwhelmed by too much grief. So I encourage you to assure him of your love of him. For I wrote to this effect, that I should know your proven character, whether you are obedient in all things. If you forgive anyone anything, so do I. And indeed, if I have forgiven anyone anything, I forgave him because of you in the presence of Christ, so that we might not be taken advantage of by Satan, for we are not ignorant of his intentions. And when I came to Troas for the purpose of the gospel of Christ, and a door was opened to me in the Lord, I did not have peace of mind, because I did not find Titus my brother, but I took leave of them and departed for Macedonia. But thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumph in Christ, and who makes the scent of knowledge of him manifest through us in every place. For we are a sweet smell of Christ to God among those on the road to being saved, and among those who are on the road to perdition, to some a savour of death leading to death, to others a savour of life leading to life. And who is worthy of these things? For we are not as others who corrupt the word of God, but we are sincere, and we speak in Christ, as from God, in the presence of God.